So how close should we hold our mics? How loudly but should we talk?
About like this.
About like normal. That.
It'll pick up.
It'll pick up. All we right. can adjust, right?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Piney Pastors Podcast, the elders meeting after show where we hang out to discuss theology and issues relevant to covenant members at Piney Ridge Church in Wentzville, Missouri. It's like a Bible study, covenant members gathering, elders hangout, and talk show all wrapped up into one. And it's all about making disciples of Jesus Christ. So grab another cup of coffee and let's get started.
So we've had about an hour of technical difficulties, but in the meantime, we have discovered that Balaam's donkey was a female.
I learned something new every day. Did you know that, Nathan?
No.
I didn't know it. Steve knew it because he knew the song.
Singing the song, which I hope we
I
got recorded.
I knew the song, but I guess I forgot the female aspect of the
How
song.
How many verses were there through that song, by the way?
There were a bunch.
It seemed like 12.
93.
Yeah, I think. Okay.
So, here we are. Our very first podcast. Cue the music.
Ever.
I guess I should say something formal like, welcome to the very first episode of the Piney Pastors Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's very formal.
Yeah. So my name is Brian DeLay, and I'm one of the pastors here at Piney Ridge Church. And to my left is...
Nathan Smith, also one of the pastors here at Piney Ridge Church.
If you want
and to my left...
Steve Hopped. One of the pastors here at Piney Ridge Church. And to my left.
Is that me? Am I on your left? This is Jason Myers. Not to be confused with Jason Curtis Meyer out at Bethlehem Baptist, but close. We're almost the same. I'm pulling up your email.
Okay.
Today.
So we can know what to talk about.
Yes.
So how was everybody's lunch while you're pulling up your email?
Spartan.
Mm-hmm. Spartan.
Had a
lunch?
Wrap yeah. from Chick-fil-A.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Nice. I had a salad from Breadco. I also had a flat tire.
Ooh. You ate that for lunch?
Yeah. Out in the parking lot.
That's
Spartan goat.
So out here?
Yeah.
You had one out here.
I think I ran over a rock or something
did,
on the way.
But it came from home. Pretty sure. Because we had to get a new tire.
Today, we're going to talk about why we have decided to have a podcast. And maybe we can talk a little bit about our elders meetings and why we have elders meetings, kind of how we run those elders meetings, and how out of that we thought it might be a good idea to have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound?
Sounds excellent.
Sound good. All right.
Absolutely spiffing.
All right.
Spiffing.
So Nathan is facilitating our elders meetings right now.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? To facilitate.
To facilitate. Well, I don't have a dictionary in hand.
What does it mean to you?
To me, it means to help to happen.
to help.
With
help
some
to
semblance
happen.
Of order and...
guide along.
Yes. So practically what it means is putting together, collecting... the discussion items and putting together an agenda and then helping to shape how we will discuss those items and
keeping us on track,
on track to some degree, and to include any other things that aren't necessarily discussion items like scripture reading and prayer and deciding to go to breakfast when necessary instead of meeting.
So we meet every Tuesday morning for what has lately been...
5 hours.
Five-ish hours. Uh-huh. And so what do you guys see as the benefit, first of all, of meeting on a regular basis as elders? And secondly, why such long meetings?
Long meetings, probably because I talk too much.
I second that emotion.
I knew Steve would.
But also, I think it's fair to point out that 5 hours today, we spent probably the first 45 minutes in scripture and prayer for each other.
Uh-huh.
And we spent the last 45 minutes discussing the book that we're reading together right now, Prodigal Church by Jared Wilson.
Jared C. Wilson.
Jared C.
So it's not like that we're totally inefficient right. and meet for 5 hours on church business.
So that's 45 at the beginning, 45 at the end. Yeah. It's an hour and a half. So why do we meet for 3.5 hours?
All right, we get a lot talked about.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So what, let's share with everybody just some of the things that we do discuss in elders meetings, you know, some of the things even that were on the agenda today.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give people a picture of just what it is we talk about that a lot of people don't have the opportunity to see.
Well, we recently, I think since your tenure as facilitator, Brian, have talked about any needs within the body, any shepherding needs, or just things that we can be praying about for people, kind of right up front as we are overseers, but our primary role is as shepherds of people. That's all right.
Hi, Wendy.
Oh, yeah. I gave Wendy my credit card so she could order something, so now she's bringing it back.
Wendy's been shopping. Hey, Wendy, we're recording a podcast right now. Can we get to be a part of
it? Can we get some South African?
Yes.
Well, hello.
Very nice. Thank you. Okay. No, that works. Okay. Thank you.
At any time.
Bye, Wendy.
Nathan, you were saying?
I was saying that God has called us to shepherd people before events or...
programs, ministry.
Yeah. Stuff. Even facilities. So I think it's been a helpful way to start, just focusing us and reminding us what we're primarily there to do. We also spent quite a bit of time today talking about events, even though we primarily shepherd people, not events.
But people come to the events.
That's right.
At least we hope so.
But we did spend quite a bit of time talking about upcoming events and... But talking not just about how to carry those out, how to put those in motion, but whether we should be doing them and why and what the philosophy behind events is and how different events fit or don't fit with our mission and vision mm-hmm. and our strategy for carrying out our mission.
So the heart behind it and the goals for it
mm-hmm.
and whatnot.
Yeah, I guess one of the benefits of meeting the way that we do is, I mean, as of right now, we have two guys who are full-time and two of us who are not, and one who is moving on to other areas of ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is an opportunity for the four of us now to get together and encourage one another and to, like you said, Nathan, just talk about some of the things going on among those in the body and how we can serve them best.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all on the same sheet of music.
If there's an interruption to this podcast, it could be the roof being torn off because there's a tornado watch.
Really?
Awesome.
That's kind of cool.
That would be a dramatic first podcast.
That would be.
We didn't plan that.
And you mentioned... you mentioned my tenure facilitating. So a while back, we started a rotation of guys who would facilitate our elders' meetings. So instead of having just one person who's responsible for that, we decided to rotate. What do you guys see as some of the benefits of doing that?
Well, one,
you're assuming there are benefits.
We're hoping there are benefits. One benefit we hope there would be is that the one leading, facilitating the meetings, there is some considerable effort, at least energy, mental, and otherwise time spent on preparing for that. So that was shared weight of responsibility. But also, I would say that the benefit of having different people who have different personalities, different styles, different giftings, the whole eldership benefits from them differently as they're taking the helm for a while to facilitate and steer kind of the direction of the meetings.
And for me, as the newest elder, it was a great learning experience for me to facilitate the meeting because you have to think more globally about the church, not just the things that you tend to have blinders on and you just are with tunnel vision looking at certain things in the church, but you have to be able to think about all of the church, and you have to think into the future, things that are coming up, so things that need to be on the agenda. So it caused me to be able to think more, well, globally, I think is the best way to put it, about the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So in our elders meetings, we stick pretty closely to the agenda, and we're just very efficient in the way we move through the agenda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rigid. Yeah, so much so that I think, Brian, part of your motivation for having the podcast was so that we would have these conversations outside of the meetings.
Hey, I think that all of our conversations in the meetings that make them 5 hours are probably not always on track, but they're all beneficial,
mm-hmm.
which is part of the reason why we want to do these, right?
Yes.
Because they're beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so our Tuesday morning elders meetings are really one of the highlights of my week. And yes. one of the reasons for me is you know, certainly it's beneficial to discuss things that are on our agenda, but we do have a lot of sidebar conversations that might be related to an agenda item, or we just completely go off track and discuss something else.
That's very important.
Yes.
Or we wouldn't be talking about it.
And for me, I mean, for me personally, that's very beneficial. I learn a lot from you guys just in some of the conversations that we have that aren't part of the agenda. And I know often, especially in the past when our elders' meetings weren't planned to be quite so long, sometimes we would continue discussing things well after the meeting. Mm-hmm. And I always benefited from those conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I echo that.
I echo your echo.
Echo.
Yeah, I think there's... It's a very American kind of mindset, I think, that would say that you can only have, or even that the most beneficial conversations are in a formal kind of setting and context.
So you're saying our elders' meetings are anti-American? Yeah. Are you not trying to make America great again?
We are.
We are.
Bringing back what is truly American.
Okay, which is?
I don't know. The opportunity to say whatever you want, whatever
okay,
you want.
Freedom.
To. Yeah.
Freedom instead of so many constraints.
Yes.
There you go.
Sure.
Then we're giving people a great idea why our meetings last 5 hours.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, you don't need to tell us. We get it.
Yep. So we have felt for a while that some of our people here at Piney would benefit from hearing some of these conversations. And since we first started talking about doing a podcast, we've even joked around in our elders' meetings about wishing we had a microphone in the room at that moment just because of what we were discussing, because maybe we were discussing some background or backstory type information on a decision that we were making that really wouldn't be appropriate for an email.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Most people probably wouldn't even read such an email.
Especially if it's too long.
Yeah, exactly. And so by doing this podcast, it gives... I think it gives people some insight into some of the reasons that we make certain decisions, and hopefully people will grow from this as we just discuss things like the vision for our church, mission of the church, and what that means practically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I hear partly you're saying, hopefully, that we all agree, but I talked about just the idea that these podcasts are for our people. Like that the whole point is that the conversations we have been having that we say, you know, this is beneficial to me. It's beneficial to us. It'd probably be beneficial to the body, but how do we communicate in a way that is, accessible and, not overwhelming? And so it's really, for our people, just another opportunity, another venue communicating.
I mean, ultimately, what's the purpose of the podcast? If we're talking about having a podcast for our people, what is the purpose for them? Why would we want? Why would we encourage our people to listen?
Careful,
to the
there is a right and wrong answer.
I feel like you're leading the witness here, Brian. But Steve wants to answer, and I can tell.
Well, I see several purposes. I think one purpose would be, as you said, to send out information about. Not just what a decision is, but what were some of the thoughts behind making that decision. how we wrestled with how it applied, how it was an outworking of our mission and vision. Another reason might be to do a short teaching on something that maybe we don't want to do on a Sunday morning or during a Covenants members meeting, something that would be a 10 minutes long or something. So I could see us doing a podcast on that. And then Nathan, I'm sure, has another good reason.
I sure don't, Steve.
I sure don't.
I think you covered them.
Yeah. So well,
there's
ultimately,
gotta be five. Rick Warren says there has to be five purposes to our podcast.
So. The purpose-driven podcast.
That's right.
Instead of the Piney Pastors podcast, the purpose-driven podcast.
The purpose-driven Piney Pastors podcast.
Yeah. So ultimately, it's another tool for equipping our people, right?
Yeah.
For making disciples, which is is our mission.
Yeah. So the purpose, though, of our mission, ultimately, then of all of our communicating, all of our informing, all of our teaching, even all of our discipling, is to glorify God. So that God would be glorified is why we do all that we do, or why we should do all that we do. And so podcast, the question is, can podcasts be glorifying to God? And I say yes, hopefully, in practice.
Yes, they can be.
In theory.
Mm-hmm.
Any final words? I envision a lot of edits. At least with this first one.
This is going to consume Brian's life.
It'll be 3 minutes long.
Closing thoughts from Pastor Steve Haupt.
I thought we were doing this thing raw. I thought that we were doing it without edits. I'm disappointed.
Uneditable. Unedited?
Well, I do hope that the podcast is a blessing to our people, and I do hope that ultimately we do it for the purpose of glorifying God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I agree, affirm, and would say that probably some of the restrictions, or maybe not restrictions is a good word. Maybe I don't know what a better word would be, but that the focus and the strategy of the podcast is, A, as I said, for our covenant members, which means it's not necessarily intended to be an outreach evangelistic tool. B, it's not for the not intended for the wider Christian community as much as it is for our people. And so ways that we can shepherd them by teaching, encouraging, informing in different ways. So hopefully God will be glorified by our hearts in what we're doing. Or not just what we're doing, but why we're doing it and how we're doing it would be prayer of mine.
That's all I can think of for this one.
So now you got to sign off.
So now we got to sign off. David Neighbor's going to do that for us.
You're not going to say we're going to zip this up now?
Let me just go ahead and zip this thing up.
Yes. So that's it for the first episode of the Piney Pastors Podcast. And we haven't discussed this, but we would encourage people to email their questions to us if there's a particular topic that somebody would like to have us discuss. And they can do that. They can send an email to prcpastors@pineyridgechurch.org. That was just awesome.
Thank you for listening. We have a new podcast each week, so be sure to subscribe on iTunes. For more information about Piney Ridge Church in Wentzville, Missouri, visit us online at pineyridgechurch.org. That's P-E-I-N-E, ridgechurch.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Piney Ridge. That's all for today. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.